going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Things got heated in the producer studio during the break.
I don't know who was yelling at whom about what.
It's very loud.
But it was a lot.
There's lots of yelling.
Yeah.
It sounds like Toby's got Terry McLaurin as the number 3 wide receiver in the NFL. Linnell's got him as the number 26 receiver in the NFL. And Clary's just trying to troll everyone yelling about Deami Brown. That would be my summation of what just happened.
Okay.
In the producer studio. But essentially, what was your point, Ryan? Because I came back from going to the little boys' room and all hell had broken loose.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so Anthony comes over from the Deuce and he comes in and he's like, well, who would you take, Mike Evans or Terry McLaurin? I'm like, I'm going to take the Hall of Famer, Mike Evans. And I love Terry McLaurin. I'm a Terry guy. But I'm going to take the future Hall of Famer. He is a better wide receiver. And he's like, you're insane. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm going to go with the guy who everyone says is better, Mike Evans. And then Toby's like, well, he's not better than Mike Evans at this point. I'm like, it doesn't even make any sense. I don't know.
So this is where I walked in, where they were going down a list and they were naming wide receivers as to who's better than Terry McLaurin. And it didn't matter who got named. Toby and Anthony were taking Terry. I was like, prime Jerry Rice, Terry McLaurin. Randy Moss at his peak, Terry McLaurin. I mean, it didn't matter who we were saying.
It didn't matter.
So Toby, the floor is yours. Please educate us. Where do you have Terry, legitimately, shtick aside, where do you roughly have Terry in the NFL right now?
Probably 9 or 10. Maybe if you could talk me down to 12. I mean, he's not in the top tier. To Danny's point earlier, he's not CeeDee Lamb. He's not Tyreek Hill. He's not Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase. He's not any of those guys. I'm not naive enough to think that. But
would you rather have Malik Nabers or Terry McLaurin?
I think it's close. I think it's close. It depends upon what you're doing in your offense.
Come on.
Okay, but you got to take one of them.
Okay, give me Terry. He's done it more.
He has done it more.
He is older.
He has done
by
it more.
Many years.
He's done it more.
That's true. Okay, Brian Thomas Jr. or Terry McLaurin?
BTJ.
Attaboy. I was about to lose my mind.
Brian That's Thomas the worst is one.
Brian Thomas is the worst one?
BTJ's better than Malik Nabers.
No, he's not.
Brian Thomas Jr. just had a hell
but
of
see,
a year.
This, by the way, is how it happens. So it starts off with like a, okay, what about this or this? Somebody gives a take, and then someone else gets offended by it, and then yell, and then there's a sniping, and then Ryan's like, no!
So let's just go down the list, all right? Chase or Terry?
Chase.
Jefferson or Terry?
Jefferson.
You keep track of how many we got.
I got it. I'm on it.
Brian Thomas or Terry?
BTJ.
Drake London or Terry?
Terry.
I'm going to ask you again. Drake London or
Terry? This is for football.
Yeah, Terry. Terry. All right. That's tough. All right. Amon-Ra St. Brown or Terry?
Right in the same tier.
But you could say one name or the
so
other.
So we're talking about like receiving at football.
Yeah. Okay. Right in the same tier.
Okay. All right. All right. But pick a name.
Fine. I'm going to take Terry. He's my guy.
That's three still.
Okay. Jerry Jeudy or Terry?
Terry.
Hell yeah. I agree with
that. No problem there.
I'm just going based on receiving yards last year. Everyone calm down. Malik Nabers or Terry?
Terry.
Okay. I would take Nabers, but this is your list. CeeDee Lamb or Terry?
CeeDee Lamb.
Brock Bowers, that's a different position. Ladd McConkey or Terry?
Terry.
Okay, I'll take Terry as well. We know you won't take Ladd McConkey. Don't lest we forget your Trey Hendrickson takes.
Lord Grant.
I'm just kidding. Jackson Smith and Jigba or Terry?
Terry.
Okay. Garrett Wilson.
Terry.
Cortland Sutton.
Terry.
A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown.
That's five.
Davante Adams.
At this point in their career, I think it's close. Terry's a little younger.
I don't hate that, by the way. Okay. And I'm a big Adams guy, but I think, you know.
Zay Flowers or Terry?
Terry.
Jacoby Myers?
Terry.
Calvin Ridley?
Terry.
Nico Collins?
Terry.
See, I'm a Nico Collins there. Mike Evans or Terry?
At this point in their careers, Terry.
Jameson Williams or Terry?
Terry.
DK Metcalf Terry. Or Terry? All right. So we'll cut it off there. So you got him as the number six receiver.
But there's
in
more.
The
there's
NFL.
Puka Nacua, Tyree Kill, T. Higgins.
You didn't name like a Tyree.
Last
no, I know.
Like a T. Higgins, those sorts of guys.
Okay,
I can have
so
a discussion.
Tyreek Hill or Terry?
Tyreek.
T. Higgins.
I think they're in similar tier, different player.
You pick one.
Terry.
Okay. Puka Nacua or Terry?
Terry.
So you, so now you got him seventh.
He's seventh overall.
That's why I said he was the back half of the top 10.
So I probably would have him 12 to 14 ish. You got him seven. But I like the idea of coming back from the restroom. And if there was food, it would have been all over the walls.
Everybody's yelling at everybody about something slightly different. So what happens is one argument starts, then there's a side argument. It's the best.
It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
They got to pay Terry. That's the bottom line. We all agree with that.
Yes,
he's got to stay. He's Mr. Commander. He's Lieutenant Commander. The only person more a commander than Terry McLaurin is Danny Ruiz.
Stop it.
You cut him open, Commander falls out.
Nope.
Mark Zuckerman, MassinSports.com, joins us next to get you ready for Nats baseball. Yesterday, Robert Hassel debuted, looked great. Tonight, it's Dalen Lyles' turn at Nationals Park. This is The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.